the State of the Union address, President Bush spoke with urgency about the AIDS epidemic in Africa, and he has continued to do so in his radio address, in Rose Garden ceremonies, and at the National Institutes of Health. But many who share the president's concerns are finding what he says hard to square with the Bush administration's policies, NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
President Bush makes the case for his $15 billion five-year initiative to fight AIDS in almost the same breath as he defends his policy on Iraq, underscoring the determination to do it with or without the support of other countries.
This great and strong and mighty nation will not only work to keep the peace, we will work to make sure society is a more compassionate place. We weep for those who suffer on the continent of Africa, and we intend to do something about it.
The administration has proposed an emergency AIDS relief plan that focuses on 14 African and Caribbean countries, which comprise the majority of the cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says the U.S. plan is based on Uganda's successful model of combining treatment and prevention, which links a central medical center in the country's capital to satellite and mobile units in rural and outlying areas.
The broad philosophy of utilizing the kinds of infrastructures that either already exist, as rudimentary as they may be, and are amenable to being enhanced by resources. Because wherever we went, we found that people said, you know, we feel we can do it. The only thing that we really need is we need resources to be able to treat people, because many of them can't afford the drugs. And in fact, even in Uganda, the only people who are getting treated now are people who can themselves afford the drugs.
To start the initiative, the president requested a total of $2 billion for overall global AIDS funding for next year. But a bipartisan bill sponsored by Republican Senator Bill Frist and Democratic Senator John Curry, authorizing $500 million more than that, had already passed the Senate. They're now being pressured to cut the $500 million to bring the bill into line with the White House and to eliminate a provision in the bill that gives half the money to the Global AIDS Fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria. United Nations Secretary Kofi Annan established the fund to help developing countries combat raging epidemics. Paul Zeitz, the director of the Global AIDS Alliance, says support for the fund may be diminished if the U.S. chooses to go its own way.
It's a battle between how the money should be spent. Should we do it unilaterally ourselves, or should we partner with other nations, both wealthy nations and recipient countries that are trying to combat AIDS through a multilateral mechanism? And I think there's a global concern about this administration's tendency to favor unilateral approaches rather than more effective multilateral approaches.
Many who work in international health find themselves in conflict over the president's bold words and what they perceive as a low level of funding and lack of support for the global fund. Jeffrey Sachs of Columbia University's Earth Institute says all the great international health accomplishments, massive immunization campaigns, the fight against river blindness, and the smallpox and polio eradication programs were global efforts where countries pooled resources and pursued a single strategy.
What has not worked is each individual donor having a pet project and planting an individual flag and somehow hoping that 22 separate donors doing their own thing adds up to a real program.
At a briefing of foreign journalists, the director of the White House Office on AIDS, Dr. Joseph O'Neill, was asked about the administration's commitment to the fund.
It seems that every silver lining has to have a cloud. And some people will look very, very hard to find that cloud. We have made, again, the first contribution to the Global Fund, or by far and away the largest contributors to the Global Fund, and we intend to continue working both multilaterally as well as bilaterally to fight this scourge of HIV and AIDS.
In two rounds of proposals, the Global Fund has approved over $1.5 billion to treat AIDS and tuberculosis and to prevent malaria and to take care of orphans in countries in Africa, in India, and the Caribbean, but will run out of money if more contributions are not received this year. Recently, the U.S. campaigned hard and was selected to head the fund's board right before it reduced its contributions. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.